Americans are turning to public transportation more than at any point in over 50 years. The American Public Transportation Association also says public transit ridership reached an all-time record high in dozens of cities last year. But Philadelphia is bucking that national trend, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
Griping about SEPTA is part of the Philadelphia experience. Ask riders getting on and off trains and buses, and complaints pour forth.
I ride everything. I ride the sub, the bus, and the L. So all of them. They're always late, behind, and slow.
I expected it to be in my pocket, but when I got on the bus, for me to put a token in the machine, I realized that it was not there, and they never let me on the bus.
That was Bree Harrison and Musa Donzo, and they described the most common groans, trips running behind schedule, and the inconvenience of tokens. These are things that Richard Burnfield has been dealing with for decades. He's SEPTA's chief financial officer.
Well, if you look at the history of SEPTA, and I've worked at SEPTA for over 30 years, chronically underfunded could have been a way to describe SEPTA.
SEPTA buried itself in debt by taking out hundreds of millions of dollars in loans to keep the system going. In recent years, though, officials in Harrisburg sent SEPTA a lifeline, boosting its long-term funding. SEPTA says it will have nearly double the money to spend on projects this year compared to last. Where are all the dollars going? On the much-anticipated and much-delayed SEPTA Key program. That's the name for SEPTA's coming electronic fare collection system. Its launch date? This is as specific as SEPTA's Leslie Hickman will get. Sometime this year.
And you won't need to buy a transfer, you won't need to buy a token. You can use the one card for all of our services.
SEPTA hopes the system will make it easier for people to try a train or bus for the first time. Take the elevator to the 18th floor of SEPTA's Market Street headquarters and walk into the testing lab. A bunch of men tapping away on laptops surround prototype turnstiles and e-ticket kiosks.
As a customer, you take your card out, you tap, you walk through. You enter our system.
Sam Suleiman is busy debugging the new technology before the system launches sometime this year. When that happens, SEPTA wants customers to cash in all their tokens for money on their SEPTA key cards. So what happens to all the tokens? SEPTA estimates there's some 13 million in circulation.
We have not made that decision yet.
What are some options even? Take it to a metal scrapyard or something?
Possibly send them to the Smithsonian.
Whether they plan to keep them for nostalgic sake or cash them in, riders dropped fewer tokens into SEPTA machines in 2014 compared to 2013. But if you take the long view, it's a different story. 10 years ago, SEPTA serviced around 300 million passenger trips. In recent years, it's up by 40 million trips a year. So numbers fluctuate, but the trend points to more people stepping on the city's buses and trains. Still, SEPTA CFO Richard Burnfield says last year's winter chilled the 2014 numbers.
I can go back and look at the 14 days that there were snowstorms, and that on those 14 days, ridership was down. And that was specifically related to the weather, and that resulted in the 2% drop.
But in New York, transit ridership was up 4% last year. And in Boston, no stranger to harsh weather, ridership jumped nearly 5%. Are Philadelphians less willing to brave the weather, or are city businesses quicker to close shop? Burnfield says it's likely a wintry mix of both. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.